Navigating the complexities of hair growth and loss can be both concerning and deeply personal. So, what steps should you take? Millions are affected by hair and scalp changes every day. In a society where our appearance can make or break even one day, where should you turn for informative, honest, science-based information? Kimberly Vaughn's goal for this podcast is to offer informative content with the help of subject matter experts, along with individuals just like you.
Hi there. Welcome to Hair Loss, Restore Your Roots and Confidence. You're in for an amazing show today. This is a follow-up from our recording on November the 28th with Brianna Feldpausch. And we were discussing at that particular episode and show about the shocking connection between vitamin deficiency and your hair loss. If you remember, and if you don't, go back and check out the episode, November 28th. We are talking to Brianna Feldpausch, who is the winner of a bathing suit competition here in local Nashville, Tennessee. Brianna had to go through extreme training for that, lost a tremendous amount of weight, tremendous amount of body fat, and had to build her workout routine up to 3 hours a day. And so we want you to hear now, 6.5, 7 weeks later, I guess even more than that, actually, about her results and how her hair loss is looking and how she looks and feels today. So stay tuned. We're on to the show. Thank you so much for coming back and joining Hair Loss, Restore Your Roots and Confidence. As you have met Brianna Feldpausch earlier in our podcast recordings, probably, gosh, Bria, it's probably been about 6 weeks ago now, right?
Yeah, I think it's been about that long.
Mm-hmm. We had recorded and talked to Bri about her journey while she was competing for her national and I guess regional bathing suit competition.
Yes.
And so during that time, you had really undergone a major transformation. One, certainly for your body. And for those of you that didn't see the previous recordings, please jump on today because you can see the amazing photos of Bri with her competition and her wins that she has to her credit now. But the regimen that you had to go through for training was, did you tell us it was 9 months, 6 months long, but it was so severe and so intense?
Yes, it was 6 months total, but 3 months were very rigorous, working out twice a day, very strict diet. And it just like slowly kind of decreased my calories and my protein intake. Well, protein stayed high, but carbs and fat really decreased. So I think that played a big role in my hair thinning and having the telogen effluvium shed.
Right. That's right. Well, so let's jump in now. So you finished the competition and the finals were when? I forget.
Finals were August 19th of last year.
Yeah. And so we started helping you several months after that competition, because as you had said the term earlier, you started having an aggressive shed called telogen effluvium. And so with that, we started trying to understand what all was going on holistically with your body, because your body had gone through so many changes, right? With this aggressive change in the working out routine, as well as your diet. So tell everyone what your routine was, how you got started, because where you are today is miraculous, and you'll share some images of your hairline here before we finish. But yes, what did you do?
So I came to you guys and we did some blood work and see if I was deficient in anything. We did find that I have the MTHFR deficiency. So you guys put me on specific vitamins that you thought I needed to boost and get optimal levels. Then also I did the package with you guys. It was IV treatments, IV therapy, some red light therapy. And then I was doing in-office TED treatments. There was one more thing. Maybe that was it. I think that was it.
Oh, shampoo. Utilizing, yes.
Yeah. Shampoo, conditioner, and then also a topical serum.
That's right. Okay, great. So a combination approach. I mean, you listed 4 or 5 things right there, right?
Yeah.
And different steps that you went through because you were very serious about getting your body
because you were losing aggressive amounts of hair.
Right. And I think we started on just the oral vitamins because you said to start on that. And then I wasn't the most compliant with taking my vitamins. So we needed to do something to make sure I was getting the vitamins. So we switched over to doing IV therapy and I was doing vitamins in conjunction with that.
Perfect. So I love it that you're being honest. And that's the other thing that we try to do is we try to meet all of the clients where you are, right?
Right.
It's so funny. I just spoke to someone the other day and she said, you know what? She said, if you can give me pills to take, I will take anything you want. Or if you can give me an injection or an IV. But she said, if you ask me to apply a product to the top of my scalp every night or every morning, I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? It's great. Now that we know what you're going to do and where you are in your thought process, then it's easy for us to make that work, right?
Right.
So you said that initially we started off on the labs, and that's right. So we uncovered that you have an MTHFR mutation, which is a genetic mutation, which two schools of thought on the hair loss issue there.
Right.
15, 20 years ago, right? We all felt that that was definitely a contributing factor to chronic loss or even aggressive acute loss.
Right.
However, you know, the jury's out with many of the physicians around the world and lots of studies. How the other thing, though, that's more important is that it's the process of folate. So at the end of the day, MTHFR is a gene mutation that causes a break or a hiccup, as I like to call it, with inside the amino acid string. And so if the amino acids are not functioning correctly, your body's not getting the protein and it's not building new cells. So right. With adding in that folate into the system, it only stabilizes the body for the protein, for the amino acids to really start to build upon themselves.
Right.
So we started you on folate. What else, Bray, did we start you on from an oral supplement?
What I've got is a liquid B12 complex mm-hmm. to help with the MTHFR as well. It's the methylcobalamin or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Methylfolate. I'm taking those versions because I can't absorb regular folic acid or vitamin B. And then I've got vitamin D3. I've got zinc and I've got magnesium. And then I'm taking a regular multivitamin and then also omega-3. And you guys had mentioned that Pure Encapsulations is probably one of the best brands out there because they don't put a lot of additives and, you know, inflammatory oils and stuff in their products. So I've been ordering those and I really, really like those. They've done really well.
Well, and didn't we start you initially on the liquid formulations with your vitamin B complex, your iron, and your zinc,
yes.
And then D, because we know that those are going to get into the bloodstream much faster.
Yes.
Because you were experiencing so much acute shedding
yeah.
that we needed to really be aggressive with your treatment, which is the reason, as you mentioned, we started oral supplementation. Then in addition to that, we even started with some IV therapy.
Right.
Because you had said, you know, yes, you were taking your vitamins, but it wasn't as regular as you would have liked to have.
Right.
So within our healthy hair and scalp treatments, we had you on an IV hair restoration cocktail, mm-hmm. which is a lot of amino acids to rebuild that string and to build those proteins. In addition to that, we find that the stimulation on the scalp is so important. So when we talk about scalp massage and scalp stimulation, it really does make a difference in how the blood flow and the oxygen flow is moving into that hair ball.
Yeah.
So you were coming in on a regular basis for those.
Yep. And I also started doing scalp massage at home. That's something that I implemented too, because I saw so much results with that.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. And so you were coming into the office once a week or every other week for your IVs and for your scalp massage?
It was every other week. I think it kind of tapers off as the plan goes on. But yeah, it was every other week. Plus I travel a lot. So it kind of was varied, but yes.
And then how frequently were you performing scalp massage and scalp stimulation at home? Were you doing that daily with your shampoo or at night?
I was doing it at least 2 minutes a day, either before bed or in the morning.
Perfect. Very good. And you were doing that per instructions of that massage and these yes. trick points to get that stimulation going that one of our technicians had trained you. Very good.
Yes.
Great. And so, okay. So we've covered oral supplements. We've covered IVs. Now we've covered scalp stimulation. Now you also mentioned something about TED. So let's talk about TED and share a little bit more about what TED means and who TED is.
Yes. So TED is very special to me because I work with Alma. So, you know, before coming or when I came on for Alma, I didn't have any hair issues at all. Kind of started afterwards and I thought, oh, I'll never need TED, but my hair started falling out. So I tried TED, and the reason TED is so innovative and great for the hair restoration market is there's nothing else like it. It's, you know, it's pain-free. It's non-invasive. We're able to get something past the stratum corneum, that thick layer of top skin, without causing trauma. But basically, it's transepidermal delivery of growth factors and all the things that your scalp needs to be balanced and ready for hair growth. I am definitely a believer now after doing 3 treatments. I noticed after the first treatment, my shedding was like so much better, much more decreased, probably half of what it was. The second treatment, I really started to notice like the thin spots in the back and on the sides here were really starting to fill in. I was getting baby hairs everywhere. And then now that I've had my third, I can just tell a difference in the hair density in general. Like it's just all so much thicker and just healthier and shinier. So I'm really curious to see, you know, how long this lasts. Do I need to do a maintenance treatment, you know, in 6 months, or am I going to be good? I guess it just depends on me, you know, keeping up my vitamins and everything, but I've been super happy with TED.
Right. Oh, great information on that. And so go back and let's talk about that transepidermal delivery. So what does that mean actually? Because TED is different. It is, there's nothing else on the market like it. It's the first treatment that we've been able to bring into the office where it's completely pain-free, right?
Right.
We believe that most of our treatments are pain-free, but you know, even some people don't like to have blood drawn or they don't like to have a needle.
Right.
Stick, right.
Yeah.
IVs, we still have to do that. Certainly with our scalp stimulation or scalp massage, those are pain-free and they're amazing treatments. But
right.
with TED, you're truly going below the surface of the skin and you're treating with some really powerful growth factors. So yep. break that down just a little bit for the listener.
Yeah. So transepidermal delivery is not a new concept. It's only new to the hair restoration world. But basically what we're doing is we're taking ultrasound and acoustic sound waves, and we're able to kind of break down that barrier of the skin. And using the acoustic sound waves, it creates these gas bubbles. Those bubbles are what kind of uses a transport method. So the serum is able to transport through the scalp in these bubbles and get into the hair follicle. If you were to look at a microscopic level, you would literally be able to see the bubbles going down into the hair follicle. And then it anchors itself there because we have a silicone component to the serum, the growth factor serum. The growth factor serum is also biomimetic, meaning that it mimics our own body's growth factors and nutrients. So we're able to recognize it and utilize it very, very easily and efficiently. But it's able to stay there for up to 2 years. We had TED in Israel prior to bringing it to the US, and they saw that for up to 2 years, people had, you know, permanent hair restoration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Yes, yes. So that gives some good detail around how that growth factor is truly penetrating.
Right.
Because, you know, as we've known it before, you think about PRP or PRF, right? So we're injecting actually into the scalp. So certainly we're getting those platelets into the scalp there.
Right.
Deep below. Microneedling, right? You have another option, right? Again, very popular for the skin and for the face. However, it was used incorrectly or not used with the proper growth factors for the scalp, right?
Right.
Because you have to go deep enough with those microneedling little pricks into the skin.
Right.
It's where TED came in, right, after all of these other options, and then give us a seamless, pain-free treatment, which is exactly as you described. We're seeing improved hair density, improved thickness. The shedding is slowing down in clients that we haven't seen complete or end to their shedding, even if it's been chronic for years, right?
Right.
So it's been a really great opportunity for a more aggressive in-clinic treatment.
Right. And there's so many different factors to hair, you know, restoration, hair loss. And like you guys know that you take a very multifactorial approach to it. But just stabilizing the scalp and making sure that it's in the best condition is like one of the things that we can do easily. Whereas internally, we kind of have to trial and error and try vitamins, and that can take a little while to get started. But TED is a great way to boost and really get your hair restoration started from the beginning, so you don't have to wait so long to see results.
That's right. And, you know, with those scalp massages, with those detox treatments on the scalp to really remove any debris, which would be something with you, with your in-home products, right?
Yes.
I think that's the reason that you responded so well and so quickly too.
Yes. Because when I would come in to do TED, you guys actually did the detox treatment first. So you'd get my scalp like really good and clean before doing TED to make sure it absorbed really well.
Right. Right. Well, so Bree, what would you say at this point with the hair growth? Do you feel that you are starting to see almost all of the hair growth, at least at the scalp line, right? Because we're only looking at a couple of inches to 3 inches of new hair, right?
Right.
As the old adage goes, you know, hair grows extremely slow. It is watching grass grow all day long.
Yes.
But you shared with me prior to this going on the show that you really have noticed a big difference, and you pulled your hairline back to show
how
full and how dense this whole area is right around your front hairline.
Yeah. I mean, this was basically see-through before, right?
Yes, it was.
There's like a big patch through there. And then back here was the same. It was very thin. Honestly, like I kind of forget that I even had it. My hair feels like it's back to normal. It's great, and I'm hoping that it stays that way for a long time. I'm still keeping up with vitamins and the shampoo and everything, but I honestly think it's probably the healthiest it's ever been, and it's definitely as thick as it was prior to all of this happening. So I'm very, very happy with it.
Good. That's great. Well, and I think the key is that now moving you into a maintenance phase, as you mentioned, probably not even realizing it, but you know, you can spread out getting those in-office professional treatments, whether it's TED, microneedling, or PRP, right? As long as you feel that you can. And for you, you might never have to go back, right?
Right.
To aggressive treatments, because once your hair follicles start growing again without the stress of the trauma from the training,
right,
then you very well might be back to a normal, healthy head of hair. And just making sure that you always are aware and on top of your scalp care, that's so important. And you will be in great shape moving forward. And you brought up a good point. You know, even with the treatments with TED, years later, clients still feel that they can add back, you know, the complement to TED in the treatments because they don't know if their hair's ever looked or felt as good as it does today.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so true. I mean, I've actually had a lot of people make comments too about my hair. They're like, wow, your hair looks so good. Like it looks so shiny and healthy. What have you been doing to your hair? So yeah, I've had a lot of people ask.
Well, and for all the listeners out there, we have, certainly we have some of your competition photos. We have some of your hair loss photos when we had such an aggressive telogen effluvium going on.
Yes.
And then we have post photos, and then you're going to share some more photos with us after the show today. So
yes.
For all of those who are listening and watching, we want to make sure that you get an opportunity to see Bree's results, you know, live and in person for yourself.
Yeah.
And as always, right? I mean, we're always here to help the consumer and make sure that we're giving them as much information as we can from a life experience, such as you're sharing. And we want to make sure that we're always available, Bree, for you here at HPI Hair Partners to make sure that you're available and that we can help you continue on your treatments. Because, you know, treating hair loss, especially if it turns into a chronic situation, it's very similar to a genetic issue, and you need coaching and you need support all along, just as you had your coaches when you were undergoing your treatment.
Yeah, I totally agree, because life is full of stressful events. So probably will go through something very stressful again, and I may come to you guys for preventative reasons, so it doesn't happen again. So
that's right.
Yes, definitely plan to stay a customer with you guys and keep that relationship.
Well, and the great part is always now that you've gone through this traumatic experience, now you think ahead, right? And so you can be proactive, then you can treat during any type of a stressful event. And then certainly then when you get to the reactive or the post event, you don't feel that you're in such a desperate shape and state that you were.
Exactly. And I'll have to think about, oh no, like 6 months from now, is my hair going to start falling out again? So yeah, definitely a lot better, more peace of mind for sure.
Good, good. Well, Bree, thank you so much for being on today. We're so grateful and thankful that you are open to share this information, because so many individuals are very concerned, they're very embarrassed, and they feel very distraught about what to do with their hair loss. And you've really helped our listener to step up and step out and really like face this scenario and challenge openly, which it really gives others great hope and great aspiration hearing your story, because then they have a direction of where to go.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful for you, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. See you later. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining the show today. We hope that we've offered you some extreme opportunities to hear firsthand about the success with hair loss and hair scalp treatments that are deliberately focused on telogen effluvium shed due to a vitamin deficiency. Vitamins are so critical, and nutrition is critical, as well as our body's health and outlook on life. You heard most of this from Brianna Feldpausch today, but if you're someone that is lacking in nutrients or feel that your hair loss could be attributed to something more severe than simply aging, and even if it is aging, it's still severe, don't hesitate to jump on the HPI Hair Partners website, click on that consultation tab, let us know how we can help you, and schedule some time directly for a consultation with myself or one of our clinical trichologists. We're here to help as always. And as you know, my motto, make it a great hair day, and we'll see you next show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. We hope you've gained valuable insights into the world of hair care and restoration. If you found this episode enlightening, don't forget to drop us a review over on Apple Podcasts. If you're eager to delve deeper into how HPI Hair Partners can cater to your hair needs, why wait? Connect with us today at hpihairpartners.com and make sure you never miss an episode by hitting that subscribe button. Tune in every week for fresh and enlightening updates. Until then, here's to healthier hair and boosted confidence.